Hello and welcome to the Legal Mind podcast from Lawcare. I'm Gemma Matthews. Today we're joined by Trevor Worth, Chief Executive and Founder of Portcullis Legal, who moved to a four-day working week in 2019. Hi Trevor, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Hello Gemma.
What made you move to a four-day week? How did it come about?
It came about really as part of our overall thought process each year is to try and do something innovative, I guess, and something a bit different. And we've tried other things, you know, they could be small things within the firm, or this one was a little bit bigger and became a bit bigger of an animal than we necessarily thought about in the first place, that it would turn into that. So we had a discussion, by we, I mean myself and my wife, at home, Christmas of 2018. And I just said, what could we bring in next year that would be a bit different? And so the four-day week came to mind, because obviously I've read an awful lot about it with the studies that had taken part in Sweden and other countries. And it seemed such a positive thing to do that I thought, well, why can't we try it? We're only a small firm. So even if we trialed it for 3 to 6 months and see, you know, how it worked, if it didn't work, we could always revert back. But it was just something I wanted to do just to show that, you know, we do think about the people who work with us and their welfare and well-being, and all the unintended consequences that came later were not even considered. It was just, let's do something different and let's do something for the benefit of our team, really.
Was it fair to say it happened fairly instantaneously after you had the idea? It wasn't a long process to switch to a four-day week. You didn't have to do lots of research or asking people what they thought. You just thought, yeah, let's just give it a try.
My honest thoughts are, because, you know, we're entrepreneurial in our own little space, and it's that mindset of just getting on with things. I think that's just what we did. We did a bit of research just to see what type of models were out there and any sort of struggles or any benefits that were there, and then just thought, let's just throw it in. So we started off early January that year and said, for the first 3 months, what we'll do is we'll actually work it so that everybody has the same day off. So we did that for 3 months. And at the end of it, everyone seemed really happy with it. They got their, what they call their life admin day, which was a Friday. The mindset was always have a long weekend rather than anything else. And then when we got to that point, I thought, well, let's try it a bit differently now for the next 3 months. Let's move the days around so that not every colleague is working with each other every day. And let's see if that has any sort of different impact on the firm. And so people could have a different day and they could nominate that day a couple of weeks in advance. It wasn't, you know, on a Monday, by the way, I'm having Wednesday off. It was planned in terms of 3 or 4 weeks ahead. And so we ran that for 3 months, but we curtailed the sort of the trial early because it was just working. And, you know, there was no point carrying on with the trial if it was working for the individuals and for the firm. And so I think we cut it short at about 4.5 months in total and just went for it. But we didn't, there wasn't an awful lot to do, if I'm honest. I think sometimes that everyone thinks there's this big science around it, when really it's just a mindset. It's just making sure you're talking to your colleagues clearly and explain the rationale behind it, take on board their thoughts, and then just try and try and put it in place and implement it. And that's what's happened for us. I guess one of the challenges is if you're a much bigger firm, that there's far more logistics to consider and maybe much more HR issues and all those sorts of things. Whereas we, you know, because we're smaller, we could make decisions quickly and react to them. And yeah, we just put it in place and it's worked really well over that time. Hence why, you know, we put it in pre-pandemic when, you know, we didn't even know there was such a thing coming, did we? And we just thought we'd act differently and see how that would work for us. And here we are, hopefully now, post-pandemic, and people are thinking about more hybrid working, aren't they? Different ways of operating and from home and different days in the office. And I think what's happened is the pandemic has concertinaed a lot of years together to make decisions sort of forced on us all. And I mean that not just from a work perspective, but also society, isn't it? I mean, grandparents would never have used technology, some of them, little they do, but it was the only way they could reach their grandchildren or children, wasn't it? And even things like ordering shopping. So I think all these things have gone on in this you know, maelstrom of the last 2 years. And here we are now looking back thinking, well, you know, how can we do this better? Because work is broke, isn't it? I honestly believe that. I don't know what your thoughts are, but I think we're still trying to operate an 18th century model in the 21st century, where you go to work at 9, you finish at 5 or 5:30, and that's it, really. It's pretty rigid, generally. We can do better than that, and I think the changes are there now, but they've been enforced in a lot of cases. They weren't voluntary.
It's interesting you mentioned entrepreneurial earlier on. Do you think that's a word that's often associated with law firms, entrepreneurial?
No. No, why, don't we? I think what it is, it's that straight line thinking, I guess, very academic sector to be in, a profession to be in. It's not renowned for its flair and its, you know, entrepreneurial spirit, I guess. Although I think we're seeing more and more of it now over the last decade, which is great. And things like ABS models coming into the marketplace in the last 10 years. And so you're trying to encourage more diversity, more innovation, more investment in law firms. And that's surely got to be a good thing, because if it can improve the service for clients, and just as importantly, I guess, improve the perception of law firms by clients, then that's got to be good. But I think we all need a bit of that entrepreneurial or intrapreneurial spirit, whether we work, you know, on our own business or we work in other people's businesses, and just bring a bit more flair and joie de vivre, which is not really in abundance in law, is it, sadly?
Just to say, it's interesting you mentioned diversity as well, because that's one route to getting a more entrepreneurial spirit, isn't it? Having lots of different people that come from different backgrounds that have got different ideas about what could work. And it's having, I guess, a culture where you can suggest those ideas. Like, it's open communication. You can say, what about this, without fear of, you know, being shot down.
So the three words you said there, which I think are absolutely critical, the diversity, the communication, and the culture. And as long as we can sort of stir that mix up, really, then things start to happen, don't they, in a different way. And like I said, there's so much talent out there that wouldn't necessarily think of law as a career, I guess, or feel it's too straitjacketed as a profession. We want to bring them in, don't we, with different mindsets, different experiences, different cultural backgrounds, because it adds to that, you know, that old Marvin Gaye song, you know, the sort of the big melting pot. That's what we all are, isn't it, really?
Shake things up a bit.
Definitely.
I want to ask you about your clients. So obviously you've decided this is going to work for you, but how did your clients respond? How did you communicate it to clients? Did you get any positive or negative feedback from moving to a 4-day week?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, you know, I was concerned about that, because I felt, you know, we didn't want to send out the wrong signals. And by that, I mean, some clients actually got in touch with us afterwards, or when we'd launched it, and said, well, are you guys making so much money you don't need to work on the fifth day? that was definitely not our intention. Then there were some clients who said, well, what if I can't get hold of you on that day? What if it's really urgent on a Friday, for example? But we've always got a sort of skeleton covering in terms of there's a backup, a telephone service, so people can get through. And you know, for a lot of our clients, if it's really urgent, they've got our mobile numbers, you know. It's not ideal, because you do want to switch off and have a break. But those are the two negative things we had from a number of people. But in the main, most people thought it was fantastic. You know, the phrase often used was, I wish we had an employer like that. I wish more people were more open-minded about at least discussing the benefits for 4-day week. And generally, it's been a real positive from an internal perspective, obviously, the people we work with, and to the outside world, because we're viewed in a slightly different way, maybe a bit quirky. You know, we're maybe seen as a little bit maverick, or you know, maybe that's entrepreneurial. I don't know. But it's been a good thing, and it has attracted new business, which was one of those unintended sort of really nice consequences. There was a lady who we were referred to from a financial advisor. And he said, you know, she's out on the Yorkshire Moors filming. She's a film director. You won't reach her because there's no signal and she doesn't pick up her phone very often. So that's like a red rag to a bull, isn't it? You know, we'll pursue this. But I think, and I shouldn't quote myself on this really, but I think we rang her about 27 times and then got through. And the first thing she said to us was, are you that firm I've just read about on the Daily Mail online? Mm. And we said, yes, that is us. And she said, if you treat your staff that well, I can only imagine how well you treat your customers. So yes, I'll deal with you straight away. And it was such a revelation to us because we'd not thought about that really. It was all about internal sort of facing. What's good for our team? What's good for their mental health? And all of a sudden people are seeing us in a different light, which, you know, for a little firm, that's great. Mm. So it's a real benefit.
And it's so true, isn't it, that, you know, looking after your staff is not just a sort of optional nice to have. It's like you said, it's good for your business. It's good for everyone. Everyone wins if you do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because where are the defeats along the way? There aren't any really, are there? And if some individuals, whether that's clients or even people in the team, have challenges and thoughts, and, you know, we're so open here, we welcome that challenge and we'll certainly listen and take it on board and then reflect and do something about it. So we always welcome dialogue. That's really good.
Do you work on a billable hours model or are a fixed fee model?
No, we're very much fixed fee. We always charge with clarity up front, because I think part of the legal model, and I know it can't work in every sector, but for us, we're very much just drafting documents much of the time, although there's advice with it. So we will say to a client up front, you know, it's £300, whatever it is, for that work. They know where we stand. It's very transparent. They know what they're going to pay. And that's worked for us over, you know, many, many years now. So I don't see us changing that model in the future. Billable hours, that's a trickier one, I guess.
Do you think it could work, though, the four-day week in a firm that operates billable hours, if there was commitment to it?
I do. I think, again, it's the mindset of the people who sort of run or own the firm and the team, you know, within that organisation. As long as they're all on the same page and they can see how to adapt to make that work, then it will happen. The problem you get, as in any organisation, isn't it? You've always got the doubters and they'll find any reason not to do something. Whereas, you know, I think the mindset is, how can we make this work for the firm, for the clients and for the people within the firm? So there are three sort of stakeholders, really. There's a fourth one where if you're a firm that relies on a lot of introductions from professional partners, for example, you need to have a dialogue with them as well and explain, you know, the rationale behind it or what you're doing and why you're going down this route. I mean, some partners we've spoken to outside of the firm, they see us as that sort of bête noire, really, because all of a sudden their staff are now saying, well, why can't we do a four-day week? We work with Portcullis and they do it, so why can't we? And so it's created a lot of debate, which is a good thing as well, I guess. And, you know, if we're seen as instigators of something that starts off small, that can turn into a big movement, as it were, then that's really good. But we are finding a lot of the people we work with are now introducing that into their firms. There's one financial advisory practice here in the Southwest. There's an accountancy practice about to do the same. And I think they've seen us do it and think, well, why not? Why not indeed, you know?
And you also increased salaries, didn't you, at this similar time to moving to a four-day week? Tell me about how the thought process behind that.
That's a bit of a random one, I must admit. And really, that's where a lot of the publicity came from, on the back of that. Again, we talk about unintended consequences. So I just felt I didn't want the outside world to see it as maybe a cost-cutting measure, you know, because some of the people we talked to about this, you know, everyday clients, they had, well, one or two had brought up this thing about, well, maybe it would be perceived as, you know, you're cutting back, you're reducing the hours, reducing the days, because things may not be that good. And I thought, well, that's the last thing I want. This is about welfare for our colleagues. So I made the deliberate stance of saying, well, whilst we're reducing the number of days you work, and in turn, that also reduced 2.5 hours off their working week, down to 34 hours a week, I put each of their salaries up by, it's like £1,000 or £2,000 for each one. And that's what grabbed the attention, really. I mean, the team here knew we were serious. This is what we're doing. Their pay went up, their work hours went down, and then all of a sudden the local press and then the national press and the global press got hold of it and said, you know, we're the first firm in the world, apparently, to introduce a four-day week but increase salaries at the same time. And it wasn't done for PR or anything like that. It was just one of those things that happened, and it just snowballed. And our IT guy said we had about 11 million hits in 3 to 4 months on our website just because of the four-day week. And it was from everywhere, you know, Japan, China, America. And whilst that didn't impact on us directly in terms of revenue, it was just a great PR machine and it lifted us up the Google rankings. So that's a good thing.
Another win.
Yeah, but not for what we did. As you know, this is our profession. This is what hopefully we're very good at. It was something else, completely different. But you know, it's been a good thing overall. But the salary thing was that was just off the cuff. Honestly, that wasn't a long planned out decision, a strategic decision. It was just okay. So if people think this that we're cutting back, why don't we just tweak that a bit more? So for the team as well, that was a double win.
How do you think the 4-day week and the pay increase has benefited the staff and your organisation as a whole? And do you think productivity's gone up? Do you think morale has improved? What differences have you noticed?
I think that the key thing for us was it certainly brought the team closer together. You know, there seemed to be a real, I mean, it was always good anyway. It just felt better. That's all I can say. We couldn't measure that in any way other than just a feeling, really, more than anything. But productivity certainly went up. We saw less absenteeism. Not that we had a huge problem with that anyway, because I said we're only a small team. But that sort of went out the window. We had less time taken off to do the life admin things like dentist or GP appointments or, you know, whatever they were. They were then reserved for your 4-day week day off. So that was good. Productivity went up in terms of we did become more efficient because we could measure that. And as crude as it always sounds in the legal profession, our sales went up. You know, people were spending more with us and more people were coming to us, which was great. So it was a win all round. There's nothing about it where I think there was a real negative. It was all positive. I was speaking to an accountancy practice yesterday, very dynamic, progressive accountancy practice, very sort of quite young owners, young employees, you know, they're really up for the fight, as it were, and to be innovative. And the one thing I said to them all was, you know, the downside of bringing in a 4-day week sometimes is that people retain some of the old habits and just do them over 4 days rather than five. And by that, I mean, when you're at work, make sure you're at work. You know, when you come in, don't come in at 9:01 and then go to the coffee machine or the water cooler and then all of a sudden it's 9:30. If your employer has been kind and considerate enough to say, let's give this 4-day week a go, then, you know, the least you can do really is give your time appropriately in the allotted hours and work hard but smart. The other thing with that, Gemma, is you know what office workers are like generally. If it's in an office building, they will eat their lunch at their computer, they'll carry on regardless, you know, and get more done, or they'll go on the internet or whatever it is. No, you need to get up and get away from that screen. And a friend of mine who's trialing this 4-day week, he's actually brought in what I think is a brilliant initiative. I don't know how you police this, by the way, but he said at lunchtime, when it's your lunch break, you need to go off out of the building. I mean, as long as it's not pouring down with rain, and go somewhere and do 4,000 steps before you come back to your desk. And they're having someone checking it. Now, it's all done in a light-hearted, banterish way, but he's turned it now into this thing where every quarter, the one who does the most steps over that quarter of the whole team, he'll buy them brand new Nike trainers or something, you know, as an incentive. I thought, I really like that. That's genius. Because the danger is people think they've got less hours to work, so they'll sit in front of their screen longer, and that's no good to anyone, is it? Get up and collaborate and go for a stroll. Yeah. I think there's lots of sort of things you can put around the 4-day week. And the one thing is, it's my pet hate with it, really. You know, there's companies out there now who are trying to grab hold of this movement and label it and claim it as their own. It's a mindset. It's there for everyone. Anyone can do it. You don't need to be paying consultants to do this. I mean, we give free advice to anyone. If somebody picks the phone up, says, or sends me an email, I'll tell them, you know, anything they want to hear, you know, in terms of, you know, they've got a problem with this, or what do you think about, I'll help. You don't need to be paying consultants, you know, 10 grand a day to set up a 4-day week model. And you know what? It's not a 4-day week model, really, is it? It's a flexible working model. Whatever works for you and your firm, whether that's 3 days, you know, 5 days, it doesn't matter. Just try and change the way people think and act and help improve their lifestyles at work. because it'll improve their lifestyles at home. There's no doubt about that.
So you're quite a small firm, I think you would say. Yeah. Is it about 10? You've got about 10 members of staff, is that right? Yeah. So do you think this can work in a big firm, though? Do people listening that work in a big firm that think, oh, they could never do it and, you know, it's too difficult? But do you think it is just that mindset and just going for it and being brave?
I do. I know with big firms, they have got other considerations, you know, because like I said, there's maybe not everyone's on the same type of contract. Maybe there's other demands in terms of the sector they're in and what have you. But I think as long as they're open to listening to what their staff are telling them and how it would help their lifestyles, I think in a big firm, you could argue it's maybe easier in a big firm because there's more slack in the system, as it were. There are more bodies to be able to help cover all these days, you know, because if some firms don't want a day off, as it were, they'll spread that day off amongst the whole team over the 5 days and they all have different days off, then that's easier for a bigger team to carry, I guess, because in a small team, if we're missing even two people, you know, that we feel it, we really feel it. So that's why we moved back to a model where everyone is off on a Friday, so that the 4 days of the week we are collaborating together, we're all in the same room, as it were, and that just works for us. But big companies, I think they've got more opportunity to do this even better than small firms like ours, because they've got HR departments, haven't they? They've got management structure. They've got all these people at certain levels that can help plan, strategize, and facilitate this. I appreciate they couldn't do it overnight, maybe like we did, but that's because we're sailing a small ship, I guess, and some of them are driving tankers, aren't they? Oil tankers to turn around. Mm. But I honestly think it's there for everyone. Certain sectors have already, I guess, introduced a four-day week with shift patterns and that sort of thing. You know, they'll claim that's a four-day week, but I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. But it's open to everyone, as long as your mindset is right.
You mentioned innovation, like trying to sort of think of one innovative thing to do in your firm a year. I'm just interested to know any of the other ones you've come up with that have really benefited the firm that might be a bit outside the box.
That's a good question. Some of them are so simple that other firms have done before. We think they're innovative because we've not done
innovative
them.
To you. Yeah,
absolutely. So, you know, things like, you know, health cover and incentives where we, you know, we would give a day off a quarter to the team to go and do something in the community, you know, whether that's sweeping up leaves or painting a playground for children, or, you know, whatever it is. It's those sorts of things that we started to build in as a little firm that we felt would bring us all closer together and to be seen to be doing something constructive in our community. But the 4 day week was the big one. That was that took off on a different scale altogether. And it generally, as we said before, it wasn't about a PR exercise, although it turned into it. Hence why we're talking now, I guess, as well. it's about allowing your team as well to have a culture or some sort of avenue where they feel they can come to you about anything that they think would be of benefit to the firm. And you know, the old suggestion boxes you used to get in factories, I guess, didn't you, where people would put a card in and say, I think we should do this because it'll save thousands of pounds on a product. Or we're in that sort of mindset, really. It's just that it's done with communication, they're actually talking to one another. And you know, in all these nuggets of ideas, there's going to be something, isn't there, that really stands out that you think, well, let's bring that in as soon as we can. And the worst thing that can happen is it just doesn't work. But one idea I do have is maybe making innovation like a KPI within the firm. So quite how we'd go about measuring all this, I don't know. It's just something that's been in the back of my mind for a while, because people should be rewarded for creativity, shouldn't they? And thinking differently. And again, maybe that's not a traditional mindset of law firms or accountancy firms, maybe the professions, but you'll see it in other sectors. And I think maybe to be more creative, we should try and incentivize that and measure people on it. Quite how you do it, I don't know. I'd have to speak to some academic colleagues, I think.
See how watch this space.
Yeah. So, but, you know, to anybody listening to this at any point, you know, feel free to reach out and really just start the dialogue, I guess, with your team. I when I was with the accountancy practice yesterday, I was talking to a big group of them and I said, who wants the 4 day week? And every person put in the room put their hand up. And that shows that there is a desire for it. It's not just a day off, is it? I think it's a change about how you're perceived in your workplace then, and you're part of something bigger and something different. And I think that's what flexible working can bring, make people feel more valued. You know?
I think you're right. And I think not that many people even in the law even work 9 to 5:30. I think they probably wish they did, but it's a very old fashioned model, isn't it? And it's relying on the fact that when you got home that no one would be able to contact you and you would have your evening. And life's not like that anymore, isn't it? Work has taken over so much of our lives that actually people need to claw some time back from somewhere, and the 4-day week is an opportunity to let them do that. So even if they're working full pelt Monday to Thursday or whatever it is, they've just got that extra bit of time, like you said, to do their life admin, to decompress, and then come back ready for work on Monday, you know, to work really hard again.
I think you're right. I mean, part of the issue, I guess, with the legal profession is, like you said, those hours are all over the place, aren't they? And, you know, sometimes it's still till 3 a.m. or whatever it is, different time zones. You know, there's all sorts of challenges there. But I think if we're open enough, which I think society is now, to talk about things like mental health, then this sort of flexible working has got to go alongside that conversation, hasn't it? Because you're right, decompress. Give people other opportunities to have a better work-life balance, whatever that is, and it's different for everyone, isn't it? Then, you know, flexible working has to come to the fore. But the thing I find most often when I've, you know, just talked to people casually about this is they say their bosses are not open to it. They just sort of write it off straight away. That's something we'll never do. And you think, well, that's a cultural issue, isn't it? And how good a leader is that who won't listen? Whatever your level is in the firm, you know, you should be listening to people, because that's the most important thing, isn't it? And then act on it, do something about it. But I'd hate for us to be thought of as a firm where there was a certain level and nothing gets changed above it. It's just the way it's always been. But I think law is changing. That's good. I think there's more opportunities for people from all sorts of backgrounds now, and rightly so. And let's look at talent and what people can bring to the table and not just get stuck in the same old what we've done before.
Thanks so much, Trevor. I think it's been really inspiring talking to you. And I think it seems that you've got a really healthy culture over there at Portcullis Legal. So thanks very much for sharing that with us. And I hope you inspire some more people to give the 4-day week a try. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Absolutely. That's the spirit. And it's been a pleasure to talk to you as well, Gemma.
Thanks for joining us, and thank you for listening. Please rate, review and subscribe to help more people find us. And remember, if you need emotional support, you can contact Lawcare on 0800 279 6888 or visit lawcare.org.uk.